up, everybody? It's Sam with Rowdy Alternative, and today we're with CJ from Hill Country Revival. How are you, man?
Pretty good. How about you, bud?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for hopping on. Before we really get into anything, though, kind of just let us know what you've been up to. I know the summer's kind of starting to wind down. Shows or recording? What do you guys got going on?
Yeah, actually, we're starting to pick up. We had a kind of slow start to the year. We've been focusing on this album that we're about to put out. But we've had some shows, some great shows. You know, we headlined Green Hall back in June and stuff and all that, but we're getting ready to get super busy. So that's where we're at right now.
Yeah, I've always heard that headlining there is kind of like a benchmark to yeah. Those Texas bands out there. How was that? Was that pretty sweet?
It was amazing, dude. You can't ask for a better show and stuff. It was fun.
That's awesome. Just so people could get to know you and the group and everything. I always like to start out talking about you guys being a Texas band. I love talking about the Texas scene. It's some of the coolest music I think right now, because there's no real way to describe it. Yeah. You got rock, you got the country element, of course, everything in between. So I guess just kind of, can you tell us a bit about coming up in that scene and how it was playing alongside your peers and everything and getting your footing and all that?
Yeah, man, it is very diverse, you know, and you see it a lot, especially with our band. You know, we have our honky tonk songs, and we have our psychedelic rock songs, and we have some heavier stuff, but it's a scene where all of that is welcomed, and it's just it's cool, you know. You can go anywhere and watch any, you know, different kinds of bands and stuff, and the shows that we're getting put on, you know, you can see, you know, we just played with Austin Mead, who's just complete rock and roll, you know, and us, you know, doing some country stuff, but also hitting our rock and roll. So you can get anything at any show, you know. It's really fun.
Yeah, man. You described it perfectly. I'm a big Austin guy. I have his flag right behind me. It's funny you mention him. But now with obviously Dexter and the Moon Rocks, like, they're on like freaking Jimmy Fallon and shit. It's really cool to see a scene that for the longest time, at least as a fan myself, in my experience with it, it seemed like such a small thing and like a close-knit kind of community. So seeing it pop and seeing all these guys like and gals like finally get their flowers, you could say, and seeing everyone progress through that way, it's pretty awesome, man. So
it's funny because, you know, this is the first time me with the band putting out an album, so we're doing all this PR and stuff, and, you know, they're asking about, you know, what are your goals and, you know, how far are we reaching out and stuff? And you forget that there's more out there than Texas right now, but it's so big and vast that it can take up a lot of your effort and stuff too. So,
yeah, man, absolutely. But, let's talk a bit about, your sound, the group style, the sound, whatever you want to call it. I think the best way I could describe it is it has like, it's like a melting pot of different things. And it's I don't know if you would call it, I guess first off, what would you call it if you had to? Genre lines don't really matter anymore, like you're just talking about. But if you had to like kind of describe it, how would you?
I would say we lean a little bit more towards the Southern rock. Americana gets thrown around and stuff. It's kind of one of those things we don't really know, you know, no one really knows what that stuff means anyways. But, you know, we, like I said, you know, we try and hit every corner that we feel is right for us, and you kind of hear it, you know, with some of our songs. I would say mostly Southern rock when I'm describing it, but there's some folk aspects to it, and, you know, just different things.
Yeah, man. And like, there's no, you know, you don't, that the beauty of it is that you don't have to really box it in, you know, and none of that stuff really matters anymore, and it's awesome. But do you guys find yourself, and we'll be get to talk about the album here coming up, but when you find yourself creating, whether you're writing or in the studio, whatever, with your guys' style being so uniquely yours, do you guys find yourself experimenting a lot, like trying to play this or that, or is everything kind of natural? Like what's that process for you guys when you try to like maybe experiment with different sounds or styles?
Yeah, you know, I think it kind of comes natural to us. You know, we have a pedal steel player in our band, and he does things that a lot of traditional pedal steel players wouldn't do. Especially during our live shows, you hear it a lot more. He's throwing a lot of crazy effects in there, playing with an Ebow at sometimes. Like we do a cover of House of the Rising Sun that is just out there, and he's playing the Ebow on his pedal steel. And but you know, yeah, it's just when we're together riding, we kind of tend to lean more towards the rock stuff. When I'm by myself with my acoustic, it's more of the folk, laid back country stuff. And then when we get together with that kind of stuff, there's no telling where it's gonna go. We might try three different ways of playing that song, and just seeing what fits best for us and in the song itself.
Absolutely. Yeah, and now that you've mentioned writing like with the group or versus by yourself, and you kind of hit on it there, but how do you approach your songwriting method when you're by yourself versus with all the others? Like is
Yeah,
it
man.
vastly different? How's that different?
Yeah, I tend to, this is the room right here. I get here late at night when the family's asleep, and lock the door and just kill the lights and just start writing and playing along with my guitar and stuff. For the most part, I do that here, and I take the songs to the guys, and then we start working them out. There has been times where we actually plan to get together and kind of riff off of each other and stuff. It's kind of rare, but we're trying to get to the point where we're doing that a lot more for sure.
And I guess I should have probably asked this like earlier when we started talking, but when you guys did come together like as a band, how easy and how quickly was it to gel? I mean, I feel like starting a band, you have to kind of work out the nooks and crannies of things and to gel with each other. And how was that process for you guys in particular?
So the band was formed in 2016, and I didn't start until 2020, right at the beginning of COVID, actually. And I was so new to playing music in front of people. I'd been playing guitar for years, but I was very nervous joining the band. I had actually turned them down before I jumped in with them, but we got together and we jammed out two songs that I had written prior, Silver Fox and Whiskey Runnin', and I fell in love. There's been some lineup changes. We had some issues here and there, and other guys that just getting a little too old for the road and stuff. But
Sure.
the guys that we're with now, we got our new drummer and bass player about 2 years ago, and we've been hitting it pretty hard with them. They bring a lot to the table and stuff, so it's been awesome.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. When you do write, it's kind of a bland question, but how do you know when a song is finished, at least for you? Like, is there a bell that goes off in your head, like, all right, this is done? Or surely it can't be that simple, right?
No, it's usually when I show it to the guys and they're like, yeah, no, this is good, man. And even with this record that we have coming out, there's still some stuff I wish I could change, but you can't dwell on that. But when I bring a song to the band, for the most part, it's done. It's hard to get any criticism from them. It's something that I struggle with personally. I think they're usually pretty just like, yeah, let's roll with this, and I wish I could be a little bit more laid back like that, but it's hard. You want to be a perfectionist and stuff, but you can't spend too much time on one thing for sure.
And I imagine being in a band versus if it was just you, a lot of trust has to come with that. So really trust, like, these other musicians in your band, like their opinion and everything over time. I'd imagine that has to kind of be kind of like a growing pain, I guess you could call it. Like writing with other people maybe, or like just trusting others' opinions, I guess,
It's about once every like 2 months, I have to sit them down and be like, hey, if I'm doing something that doesn't sound right or something, y'all gotta tell me, man. Y'all gotta tell me. But everyone's pretty cool. We get by. So
Right on, dude. That's awesome. And kind of going more into your writing and everything, when you think about when you first started to write, whenever that was, and I'm not a songwriter, so I'm trying to like see it from your guys' point of view. I would imagine that you look to your inspirations, whoever they were growing up. Like if you liked Tom Petty, it's like, okay, he wrote songs like this. This was his method of doing things. And I would imagine maybe at first as like a novice songwriter, when you begin, you might just want to copy the template of someone like a Tom Petty or a Bob Dylan, yeah. These great songwriters, you know? Is that, first off, was that the case? And second of all, how was it kind of going into your own form and being like, this is how I'm going to write? I feel like you have to ditch some like unspoken rules that you might think were there to songwriting yeah. along the way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, it's funny because I'm not the best musician. So I'll bring some stuff as far as like, you know, I'm the rhythm guitar player in the band as well. So when I'm writing songs, I'll show it to the band and like my guitar player will look at me and just be like, how did you write this? This is the time signature doesn't even make sense and stuff. But, you know, going back to the inspirations and stuff, you know, I didn't know about this Texas scene when I was a kid. You know, I was a metalhead. I was into hard rock and stuff. And it wasn't until I found about the Turnpike Troubadours that
yep.
It took me in a whole different direction on music and stuff. And that's when I started singing and started messing around with songwriting. So I would say even now, with these inspiration, you know, you brought up Tom Petty, we're working on a song right now that is almost a Tom Petty song, you know,
okay.
it's very crawling back to you feeling and stuff. And so it's still there. You still try, you know, I don't know if you try, but it comes out that way. And sure. You're like, oh man, this is almost a Tom Petty song, or this is almost a Turnpike song. But because the band is so different, it changes it a lot. And as you're working on them, you kind of make some different changes to make it different and stuff. So that's kind of how I go about, you know, writing yeah. songs and stuff for sure.
Yeah. It's just like, cause I think it's just hard to understand for people who aren't like me, they don't write songs. So it's like, I love picking your guys' brain because yeah. it's just like, I don't know how they start out at point A of nothing. And then they wind up at point B, which is just like something you never expect. And I feel like with groups, and artists, whoever, it's the ones who really have the juice, in my opinion, as a listener and a fan, like we talked about Austin Mead earlier, he's a prime example, is that they can still be consistently them, you know, like their same writing, the same whatever, but they could progress, if you want to call it that, or go in these different directions, not be afraid to try these different sounds.
Right.
I'm kind of like, what's your guys' stance on that? Obviously, you got like, look at AC/DC. It's a formula band, but that's AC/DC. Right. You know right. what I mean? But
yeah, no, we definitely, you know, we're already working on new music and stuff, and it's already totally different than the stuff we've been putting out. Mm-hmm. We're even talking about bringing more elements into the band, like keys and saxophone and stuff. So it's going to change, you know, we don't want to stay the same. You know, we don't want to be putting out the same stuff all the time for sure. But, yeah, you know, it's, I think for us or for me, I write the song, take it to the band, and then we see what we can do to make it different. For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right on. And I guess now let's go and talk about the album, man.
Yeah.
I believe it comes out in what, 4 days? I have it wrote down here. Yeah, like 4 days,
yeah,
I think.
On the 28th.
Yeah. So A Place Much Better. I guess just to start out, man, just let us know what we could expect from it, sound wise or themes, what?
Yeah, you know, the whole theme of this, you know, you hear a lot in interviews with musicians that you get to a point where all you're doing is you're on the road and you know, road dogging and stuff. So you start gravitating towards wanting to write things about that. And some people try and avoid it. And I think what I'm trying to do is get it out of the way. You know, this other stuff we're working on is already past all of that. But that's what this is. You know, this was quitting my day job and going into music was a giant step for me. Giant leap, and it's been, you know, it's been a great experience. The whole album is leaning towards being on the road, being a musician. You know, I talk about my hometown a lot. And then there's some other songs on there. You know, we cut Cat Hastie's Highway song. We've been playing that song yep. for years. And she was cool enough to let us put it on the record and stuff. You know, it's just one of those songs that we really connected with in the beginning. And then a couple, you know, couple slower songs. You know, we got a song called Maxie's that's about a brothel that was here close to my hometown that a buddy of mine told me about, and he was like, man, you got to write a song about this place. So it turned out to be pretty cool. But yeah, you know, theme wise, it's just about being a dreamer and a musician, you know. The where we got the title from was on one of the songs called Gone for Weeks. And that's just talking about you know, being on the road, and you know, you get offered a lot of party favors and stuff on the road, and I never dug into that stuff. I was, you know, I liked my whiskey and stuff, and then I started leaning a little bit towards, you know, marijuana and all that, and it started really opening things for my songwriting and stuff. So we did this little like two-part song in there where it gets kind of trippy towards the end and stuff, and just having a lot of fun with it.
That's awesome. I'm very excited for it, man. Also, who do you record with? Like, who do we got as producer on here and all that?
Yeah, this is Dave Percival over at Yellow Dog Studios. We've been going there for years, and it was funny, man. We went in to cut two songs. I can't even remember which ones they were. So we rented the studio out for a weekend, and that first day we knocked those two songs out in like 2 hours because we've been playing them for a while. And he's like, well, what else do y'all have? And we just started, some of the songs were kind of half complete. Some of them we didn't even have at all, you know? So we just started throwing things together. And by the end of that weekend, we had the structure for I believe 10 songs, and there's only gonna be 9 on this album. But yeah, so we started that back in, I think June of last year. So it's finally coming to fruition, you know?
Yeah. That's exciting, man. That's awesome. I'm glad it all came together that way. That's pretty sick. Hell yeah, man. I wanted to kind of, before we go, I'd want to talk about an oh shit moment. Have you had an oh shit moment yet? Whether you're on stage or writing, anything like that you've experienced so far, we're like, wow, I cannot believe we're doing this.
I don't know. I think the coolest show for us so far was we got to open up for the Marshall Tucker Band.
Oh,
And they invited us on stage, and you know, I got to watch my guitar player play the solo to Can't You See with them, and that was really cool. You know, I think that's one of the highlights so far of doing that. But I would say also going back to that Green Hall show that we just did, that was pretty special too. It was the first time that you know, we had a giant crowd there for us, and we were singing all of the new songs and stuff, and there was people singing along. It was just great experience, you know, being on that stage for sure.
That's awesome, man. And it's so cool. The you guys are definitely one of the groups that I've discovered this year where I'm like, all right, that's a good one for this year. Like, you get swamped sometimes trying to listen to all this music, and yeah. I'm very glad I came across you guys, and I can't wait to see especially what this album's gonna be like. I'm very stoked for it, dude. And thank you for hopping on. This is a good time. I'm glad we can make this happen, man. But before we go, just so people know where to find you, just Hill Country Revival on everything or socials.
Yeah,
anything
our Instagram's Hill Country Revival Official, and then Hill Country Revival on Facebook and TikTok, and then hillcountryrevival.com. You can catch all our dates that we have coming up and stuff.
Right on. You guys make sure to check them out, see a show. I know I have to. I have to definitely come out and see one here soon. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Also, check out Raise Rowdy, Rowdy Alternative. Google us. We'll show up. So thanks, everyone, for listening. CJ, thanks for hopping on. And we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you.
My boots look good on your bed, and I bet you can do some crazy things with those hips.